Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
I suppose we think of terrorism almost every day in America, but it wasn't always so. Promising spring day, April 19th, 1995, I ran over to ABC News anticipating a perhaps long lunch in the welcome daffodil warmth and was told to grab the bag in my office where the on-camera clothes were always kept and to go downstairs to a fleet of cars taking a team to the airport. Where are we going? I asked. Oklahoma City, bomb blast, terrorist attack, biggest thing you can imagine. Get going, a producer said.
It's just absolutely incredible. I mean, one floor after another pancaked on top of each other.
Law enforcement officials have stepped up security at federal buildings around the country. Police say at least two
bombs. There was a car bomb explosion around 9 o'clock. They believe the car was parked on the north side of that building.
Back then, there was no way to click up a news story and a picture on a cell phone screen, so I had no idea what we were heading into. I first saw the collapsed Murrah Federal Building with its dangling floors and front sheared off when I arrived in the city. There were nasty thunderstorms, dark clouds. They made everything look like an industrial complex, a mining operation on some other planet, floodlights, ambulances, the smell of fire and dirt in your nostrils, cranes, helicopters. We fanned out across the city. I went with a camera crew to a nearby hospital where doctors and nurses trained to treat survivors anxiously awaited arrivals. But at this ER, few had been saved. There seemed to be only one survivor when we got there, a little girl, not badly injured, but sedated. She was found in the rubble of the Murrah Building hours earlier. At one point, an exhausted woman stumbled in. She'd been to every hospital looking for her child. After some joyful confusion, she recognized this living little girl as her daughter. "My child, my child, my child," she kept saying. The doctors calmed her down, assured her that her child was all right, and this mother wandered over to us in a daze. "Was your little girl at the daycare center?" I asked, because we had managed to learn that the truck bomb was detonated right next to the Murrah Building's first-floor employee child care facility. "I dropped her there this morning," she said. "I've been all over town to every hospital. So many dead. It's a miracle," she said. She paused and looked up at us and realized we were reporters. "Do you know how far she was?" she whispered. "From the bomb?" "It's hard to say," I said awkwardly, "but if she was at that daycare center, it was probably like from here to there, 30 feet away. 300 nearby buildings were damaged or destroyed from the force of that bomb blast that morning. 168 people died." The cameraman rolled as the mother collapsed in a chair with her face in her hands, dripping with tears. My child," she kept whispering. That footage never made it into our ABC coverage, but I've never forgotten the face of that mom and her little miracle on April 19th, 1995. We want to take you now to Oklahoma City to hear the words of the people who witnessed that day in April, the Oklahoma City bombing, a radio documentary co-produced by KGOU and KOSU in Oklahoma. Excerpts that will air this weekend.
I was in the doorway of my office talking with colleagues when all of a sudden we heard the boom. Everything caved in. The building shook so badly you couldn't stand, and I was buried in rubble.
Susan Urbach was a government official in her office across the street from where the bomb went off.
When everything was still, I had all this stuff all over me. Things dangling from the ceiling, rubble in the hallway, smoke filling the place. So, of course, we thought it was our building. Got out on the street. Everybody seemed to be covered in blood. It was like you could have had a piece of dust impacted in your skin and you bled from it. My injuries were lacerations. I had close to 4 feet worth of stitches. I think I was in surgery about 4 hours. I needed a little bit of care after the hospital, so I went home with a friend who, he was a doctor and she was a nurse, and they could kind of help me with all the wounds because I sort of, you know, it was not good for a while. And then I went to St. Gregory's, to the monastery there, and I slept for 3 days. That's all I did. So I went to be with the monks in the prayers and just kind of being in a sanctuary. And for me to be very centered is centered around my faith. Destruction, evil, it comes in this huge dramatic incident like the bombing. But healing doesn't come that way. Healing comes slowly. And so that helped me walk through the process, always looking, understanding that healing didn't come the next day, but that it would come over a period of time, but I needed to be aware of it.
Susan Urbach, remembering a day that forever changed her life. Here's Kevin McCullough, a police officer and first responder in Oklahoma City.
I didn't really hear the explosion. I had no idea what I was in store for. When I pulled on the site, the street was covered with glass and debris. The first thing that I really noticed was the nitrates in the air, you know, from the bomb, and I just remember people running. I went in and out of the building. I didn't observe any live victims. I describe April 19th, 1995, as one of the worst things that's ever happened to me in my life, but also one of the best things, because as I was down here working in the rescue efforts with the bombing, unbeknownst to me, my wife was in the hospital giving birth to my youngest son, Jordan. When I got home, I expected someone to be there, and they were at the hospital. I'd really seen the worst of what could happen that day, but also you see the best in people. You see people pull off the highway, rush into the building, help carry victims, help carry bodies, help direct traffic. So you see the worst of what men can do, but you see also what the best people have in them. We're reminded every year on Jordan's birthday that it's not only his birthday, but it's a day in Oklahoma history. It was such a devastating event, and we continue to hear the stories, someone just dropping off paperwork, someone trying to help somebody with their Social Security, you know, the children in the daycare, and it's just heartbreaking still, 20 years later. I fully believe that children got extra hugs many days after that. It's very difficult for those of us that responded down here on that day to talk about, but when we do, it's with respect.
That was Kevin McCullough, one of the voices from the radio documentary That Day in April, the Oklahoma City Bombing, a co-production of KGOU and KOSU in Oklahoma. Please visit KGOU.org and KOSU.org to hear the full radio documentary.